T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's Patty's Picks with John Martin. Football picks from Patty Pump with guidance from the Kango Kid, Jason Smith.
Patty Pump and the Kango Kid.
Patty's Picks on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
We're down, but we're not out. We keep coming back to the mat. Keep getting up. Ref says, how you feeling? Count to 10. I'm here. I'm kind of wobbly, but I'm here. We got 6 picks for you. We're going to start it off. Carolina Panthers taking on the New York Giants in New York. Panthers minus 2.5. You know, again, I told you guys, I'm not doing bells and whistles this week. It's straight business. Sometimes it's just obvious. The Giants don't have Saquon Barkley. They don't have Kenny Golladay. They don't have Kadarius Toney. They don't have Andrew Thomas on the offensive line. They got railroaded by the L.A. Rams last week at home. Now, the Panthers are not the Rams, but they do actually bring it on defense. They cause pressure on 28.6%. 0.6% of their opponent's dropbacks. They have 16 sacks. They blitz more than 30%, 34% of the time. Daniel Jones still doesn't look quite right after that concussion. Had a fumble last week, 3 interceptions. I feel like the Carolina Panthers are a desperate team. They've lost 3 in a row after starting 3-0. This is a must-win game for them. Must-win game for them if they are to get back in the playoff race. We're getting minus 2.5 as well. So, again, we talk about key numbers a lot on this show. Again, the key number of 2.5. I think Carolina gets this done, that they find a way. I like Carolina on the road against the New York Giants. Moving on, this is going to make you feel a little queasy.
Uh-oh.
But we are going to take little brother here because eventually little brother does get old enough. Little brother does – I experienced this in my own life. You know, for so many years, I was able to just throw my younger brother around and I was faster than my brother and I could just – I enjoyed it. I enjoyed just beating his ass. But you know what? Someday, one day, he was big enough to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what the Cincinnati Bengals are going to do this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, wow.
Now, the Baltimore Ravens have been rolling. They've been rolling. They made light work of the L.A. Chargers last weekend in Baltimore. So there's a little bit of skittishness with this. But I kind of see this going more the way of the Colts game. I think there's a chance that the Ravens come into this game, overlook them. They weren't overlooking the Chargers. They were ready for that one, right?
Yes,
you could sort of explain the Colts game away like that. They were overlooking the Colts because they had the Chargers the next week. The Bengals look stronger every week, and do you realize that the 25 points that the Green Bay Packers put up on them in Week 5, that is the most that any team has scored on them this year. So you associate the Bengals as sort of this joke of a franchise,
because
right?
They lost to the Bears.
Yeah, you associate them with, as the Bungles. But do you realize that there are only 3 wide receivers in the NFL with more receiving yards than Ja'Marr Chase? Those receivers are Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, and Tyreek Hill.
That's impressive.
And, look, I think the Ravens win this game, but I have to believe that Joe Burrow and that offense, Joe Mixon's healthier. It's a divisional game. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a bloodbath.
He's got like a throat contusion or
something. He's on voice rest. They don't let him do much with the voice during practice. Mm. But I think he sings his song this weekend in Baltimore. And I think they find a way to get the cover on the road. So we like the Bengals plus 6. Sometimes there are trends. New England is 0-4 outright and 1-3 against the spread at home this season, including 2 outright losses as a favorite. So they have not been great as favorites at home. We know Bill Belichick's record as an underdog at home. That would have stayed alive if not for a miraculous CeeDee Lamb touchdown there in overtime. Sometimes there are trends, and sometimes you just ignore those trends because the team is playing the New York Jets. And that's what we're going to do.
That makes
to
sense.
Hell with those trends.
Makes
the
sense.
Jets are awful. For most weeks, they're in the category with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Remember the Titans, though.
Yes. Remember the Titans, indeed.
Still can't explain it.
The Patriots, they never lose to the Jets. You guys know that, right? Like, they have not lost
to
the Jets since 2011.
Yeah, they only
At home. At home. This is at home. They made light work of them on the road already this year. I believe Zach Wilson had four picks in that game. You know, I think it's going to be a hard road for the Jets. They're not good. They're very bad. They competed, I guess, in London against the Falcons. But, you know, look, we're getting six, I think. I think Patriots minus six. Mac Jones looked better to me. Like, he's coming along.
What if it's seven? Still take it?
I don't see six anymore.
I still think seven. Okay. You're going to be fine.
I see seven. Caesars and seven look like
This morning when I put it together, it was six.
Let's give you six.
But yes, we like that number. Okay. I mean, I think Mac Jones is sort of coming into his own as a passer, and I think he gets it done. They are able to win the game and cover the number this weekend against the New York Jets. All right, moving on. TB12 has not been good.
Get up out of here.
He has not been good against the spread this year. I believe they are 2-4, the Buccaneers are. They did not cover last week against the Philadelphia Eagles for some reason, and nobody will ever be able to explain it.
Oh, he's coming after you,
Nick
Jason.
Nick Sirianni. I'm not coming after him.
I can smell it.
Nick Sirianni went for two, and he got it. And so, therefore, like they were able to cover the seven. Nobody will ever understand why he went for two because it didn't really change anything, but he did. So the Bucs, my main point, my larger point here, is that they have not been very good against the spread. However, double-digit favorites this year, I saw this stat, are 8-0 against the spread. The Bucs are a double-digit favorite.
12, right?
And they are at home. And they lost to the Bears last year.
Yes, they did. He couldn't remember the down.
That, you know, he will be thinking about that.
Oh, he's going to be so locked in the moment he gets off the plane.
Now, I think
they're at home.
You guys will get to him because that's what you do. But I still think this is a two-touchdown game. I think we're feeling pretty good. Antonio Brown is out. That won't matter. That just means more for Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. So we are happily taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, laying 12. Well, we are at home, and I think they get it done. They
lost the Bears. My Bears lost on the road at the Rams by 20. Lost on the road at the Browns by 20. So losing by 12 or whatever it is.
You can see that happen.
No problem at all for the Bears this weekend.
Okay, moving on. We got two more left here. Why am I doing this? I don't know. But I am rolling with Geno again. I am rolling.
I thought you were taking KC.
It paid off for me last week. As you guys know, I had Seattle plus five and a half.
That was one of your winners.
True.
I don't know why I'm doing it again.
Why?
But here's my logic here. Seattle was plus 5.5 on the road last week against Pittsburgh.
I like this pick, actually.
They're at home this weekend against the Saints, who to me are a slightly worse team than the Pittsburgh Steelers, yet we're still catching 4.5.
I
just don't think Jameis is dynamic enough to run this up. And I think Geno is making the most. Now, again, they had to go to the run game, you know, for that to really be a game in the second half.
Right.
But I think with Pete Carroll, what you're finding out is that there's a high floor for this team. You know, they're going to compete. They're going to be a competitive team. They're never going to be out of the games. And so I'm going with the plus 4.5 at home dogs. You know, I have to, and I believe it is a primetime game, is it not? Are they not back on Sunday night or Monday night?
That's a Monday night game.
Yeah, it's a primetime game. Home dogs have been killing in primetime. The Titans were a home dog in primetime. Look what they did. List goes on and on. So, look, do I enjoy it? Do I particularly like it when I have to bet Geno Smith? Absolutely not. Like, that dude ain't made a read of the line of scrimmage since 2006. But he finds a way to cover. And I think he does it again against Jameis and the New Orleans Saints at home.
Nice.
This weekend. Lock of the week is very simple. This man has been on an absolute tear over the last 5 weeks. The only team better than him against the spread is Dallas and the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
And they're on a bye this week, none of us can get them.
So, Aaron, minus 7.5 against the Washington football team. They're just not good. They're not good. They're not a good team. They don't bring it defensively. Their offense is just total crap. Antonio Gibson's banged up. I think Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, for the lock of the week, they run this up. They're at home. Again, this Washington football team, much potential entering the season, lots of upside defensively, none of it realized. I think they're on the cusp of being out of it completely.
You realize they're giving up a league-worst 31 points per game. That defense, they had all those first-rounders on. We said it was going to be the strength of this team.
Yes.
The worst in the league.
Yes, and I don't see this as a letdown spot for the Green Bay Packers. I think -7.5, I think you're very, very comfortable doing that. So that is my lock of the week. It's a weird collection of games, but I think this is the one where we finally break through.
We go to Creasy Bear.
Well, I ain't scared. Like, it feels like there might be some in here that I stayed awake.
Yeah, he was really focused. No bits.
No bits this week.
Theme music.
No bits.
And I understand it. We're streamlining. We're focused. Well, we're doing business.
He wanted to keep it all business and maybe keep the emotions out of it.
Yeah.
So we stayed away from what is clearly the feature game of this weekend. Mm. And that would be Titans Chiefs. I'm not going to run. Mm-hmm. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are giving up 133 rushing yards per game, puts them 27th in the league against the run. You know who's in that backfield for the Tennessee Titans?
I do.
Big man.
A king. Gonna run all over these fools. KC, 28th in the league in points allowed at 29.3. Just ahead of that Washington team we just talked about, it's been an absolute failure. KC's problem has been its defense and the fact that it leads the league in turnovers. 14 turnovers on offense, making it even tougher for a defense that's among the worst in the league. Titans catching how many? 4.5? So they could lose by field goal.
Yes.
I'm good. I think John said on some it's been a little bit high. Is it 5 on some? Whatever you can get it at.
Yeah.
4.5?
It opened at 5.5.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, they play up, don't they? Didn't we learn that last week? Doesn't matter. We can't explain why they lost to the Jets. But last week we saw when it's all on the line and you need that stop.
Yes.
Josh Allen ain't going to make it. And this week,
rise up.
Mahomes going to learn that.
Rise up.
Give me the Titans and the points.
Wow.
In Nashville.
All right.
That's an epic song, by the way.
And the theme for Creasy Bear
very
is
emotional. Creasy.
I'll go to the Great Balls of Fire theme here for our 500 Kiss of Death pick.
Put a little respect on it, 3-3.
We're rising up here.
That's right.
We are 500 and we're trying to go above.
If you win this week, we're quite frankly going to have to change the name of it.
Now, here's the problem. The Cowboys are not playing this weekend.
That's right.
All right? And we've been rolling with the Cowboys an asinine cover last weekend. Let's be honest. It was a miracle.
Overtime.
You know, you get a pick, you get the overtime thing. It was bananas. So we're barely 500. So I'm going with the 49ers here. Jimmy Garoppolo is back. I think they'll cover. I think the Colts, this is a good Colts team. Like, they've gotten better. They're 2-4. They struggle against the pass. I think Garoppolo's back. I'm taking the Niners, and I've got them covering 4.5.
Interesting. That's an interesting game there.
Yeah. You said something. Wentz has, like, been slick decent the last couple of weeks, like slick good.
Wentz has been good. He's been playing well, but the 49ers will limit the passing game this weekend. And I believe, are they at home? I think they're at home.
Yeah, except 49ers are at home, yep.
So I think Garoppolo gets them back in.
I'm not going to doubt you because you've been right last couple of weeks. Now, those were with the Cowboys, we said.
The Cowboys.
The real work for you begins
this is,
now.
This is a
we're
work week.
Find out.
This is a work. Mm-hmm. All three of us really are putting our hard hats on here.
That's right. Yeah. This is all business.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you have it. That is this week's edition of Patty's Picks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.